This week's reading will be from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even the youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This scripture verse here is something that in my life has been very profound and has deep meaning to me, actually. And there, verse 31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Sometimes things in my life, whether it be through athletics or just my social life or other things outside of those, you can get kind of, I feel like I get down on myself sometimes when things aren't always going my way, right? As we all do. We're all human. We all get down on ourselves. We all go through those rough patches. But sometimes in those patches, you think, well, I'm not strong enough to get through this. I don't have the strength. But this verse really helps me because you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about having that strength because God has that strength. He is here for you. He is there for you. And just waiting in him and praying to him and waiting for him to come through for you is enough to keep you on the right track and keep you on the right path. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And I truly believe that if you just wait, patience is key. Patience is key, right? And just focusing on the Lord and waiting is enough to keep you through to shield you from the arrows of life, from fear and from darkness, from hatred. Just to have the shield that is the Lord and the Lord's strength is so powerful. It's one thing I do. It's called soapbox derby. It's basically just you race cars down a hill. And I did that for 8, 9, 10 years. First few years, I always would do great, but I was never good enough. I would always race in the big race we had every year, and I would always get second place. I think it was 3 or 4 years in a row. I got second place. Never got first, but I waited, and I kept going, and I kept going. And finally, on maybe my 5th or 6th time, I got first and was able to win. And I look at this passage, I look at the scripture, and I think, wow, how true is it that just waiting for your time to come is so powerful, because in the end, it's so much worth it just to keep the faith, just to keep fighting. It's all worth it in the end because God's always got your back, and just to look out for his plan and look for what he has in store for you in the future is great to me.